Bueno, mi gente, ¿cómo está todo el mundo, eh? Oh my God, how you doing, everybody? Wow, thank you very much. No, hey guys, how is everyone? I hope everyone is having the most relaxed day. Now, I'm gonna go straight into it because honestly speaking, this shit is sick. This is a touchy topic because I don't even know how to go around my bluntness about everything. Like, all right, so I never thought that we would see, that I would see the days where I never thought I'd see the day. That there was a pandemic. You know, I was just literally a couple of months ago just watching something on Netflix called The Next Pandemic or something like that on Explained. And I'm like, wow, like they must have been through some shit, blah, 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 and look at us. I do want to encourage, like, I don't think that this coronavirus is real. It is very real. I believe that is 100,000,000% real. I just feel saddened by the whole situation. I don't know if you guys know, but I am definitely a conspiracy theorist. And I've been watching conspiracy videos for years, doing my own little studies on conspiracy theories, whatever. And usually those people are considered to be crazy, right? Those people are considered to be out of their mind, living in bunkers. What? No way. Well, the time has come, people, and every single conspiracy theory I've ever heard of, when it has to do to the, you know, situation we're in right now, is unraveling in front of our faces. And I am super hurt. I am blessed to be alive. I am blessed to have healthy, wealthy family. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I'm wise. You know, I'm staying out of contact as much as I could. I go to work, come home, go to work, come home. It's just, you know, it's happening. So it's not that it's, in my eyes, it's not that it's not. It's just that, you know, I'm even fearful to, you know, speak through this through my... through my anchor, but in all honesty, they're doing us fucking dirty. This government is disgusting, and I know they know this, and it is feeling like a new world, kind of like the new world order. Now, I'm not gonna get into detail with any of this stuff because I'm not here for that. I'm here for more of a explanation on standing together, on why it's better than fighting, on why it's better than arguing with people over toilet paper, on why it's better than beating each other down at these moments. You know, they want to see how the world reacts to something like a virus. You know, they want to know what they can have under control, and basically that's about everything. So I'm not even going to compare to having things under control and not having things under control, because I do believe that they have everything under their evil control. But there's just so much we can do, right? So all I ask of you guys is stop fighting. Stop arguing. Stop fighting with each other's opinions on what's going on. Stop, you know, turning each other's backs on one another. Stop, you know, claiming, oh, this is wrong. You're not. You're due. Oh, get away from me. You have it. Oh, she coughed. We got to get away from her. She has it. Stop that. And it's not because of me, because I haven't experienced that, where it's the people are like, oh, you got the Rona. Like, you know, even kidding. But this is serious, guys. This is really happening. You cannot just say someone has that because they coughed. That's what they want us to do, be against each other. Now, social distancing, whatever, I guess. But the fact of the matter is, we have to unite together. We have to be together before they really lock us down. before this happens for real. This has happened many, many times in history. You guys remember what Hitler did? Now, I'm not saying Trump is like Hitler, because I think Trump is just a puppet. I think Trump is just, you know, a really... I don't even know if he knows all the shit going on behind our backs, you know? People have prepped for this months in advance, and it sucks that they just let the people know now. They let us take the raft now. And I feel like right now we're good. Honestly, right now, speaking March, what is it, the 20th? March 20th? We're doing well. Obviously, you got to take precautions. Make sure that your hands are clean. Make sure that you are healthy. Make sure that you are not exposing people to anything like a sneeze or a cough. Make sure that you're taking precautions to, you know, always keep your shoes outside of the house. Because if you're washing your hands and all this stuff, what does it matter if you're bringing in the shoes, the dirty shoes from outside into the house? That doesn't make sense. So if you want to, like, totally, you know, keep the house clean, just make sure you take all your stuff outside. Now, again, this is, baby girls and baby boys, a real thing. This is happening. This is real. The coronavirus is happening, okay? Like it's happened before, like the flu virus, like the Zika virus, like the Ebola virus, like the freaking swine flu. It is happening just like those other ones. Now, they'll never tell us the truth about population control, and they'll never, you know, let us know what's really happening or if it's really happening. They won't shut us up. They won't verify this for us. But that is why we are responsible. We have to realize that we have the responsibility. So whatever you believe in, take precaution. Take precaution. This is with prepping your house. This is with cleaning your house. This is with cleaning your hands. This is with taking care of your kids. This is what you're teaching your kids throughout this time. Take precaution about what's happening around you. Oh my God, I'm running out of weed. Jesus. Now, I'm not saying be paranoid as fuck, but I'm also not saying, you know, be calm about the whole situation. You know, don't skedaddle. Don't get violent with folks. And this is my advice. You could take it and shove it in your ass, honestly. And if you don't give a fuck, if you do, take precautions. Listen to me. Educate me as well. If you hear that I've said something that you don't agree with, tell me why. I just want to understand. I want to know more. I want to understand more. I want to, you know, grow in my mental. I want to be better for the next generation and my kids. Because obviously, it's here and it's happening. And people, let me tell you something. I was just, like I said, watching this pandemic thing. And I never in a million years, of the 24 years that I have been on this earth, expected for me to see it. I thought this was going to be my kids' kids' problem or my kids' problems or my kids' 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 problems. No, it's mine. And things are going to change forever. We know this. You can't act like you don't know this. Things are going to change forever. And unfortunately, but fortunately, you know, in some areas we have the power. In some areas we do not at all whatsoever. And I think that we need to learn how to identify what we don't have the power to do and what we have the power to do in these cases, right? I just, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in. If you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, in the universe, if you believe in energy, if you believe in whatever it is you believe in. Believe that this is happening and you need to pray. You need to ask God, you know, for guidance. Ask him for more knowledge. Ask him for people that will educate you more. Ask them for check him for, you know, more clearance. If you're confused and you're panicking and stuff, ask him to give you a clear picture of what can possibly be done. And he'll come to you in your dreams, and he'll come to you in a vision while you're sitting down wherever the fuck, losing your mind. He'll come to you. You just have to silence yourself so that you can hear, so that you can see. While everyone's bugging and shit, you calm down, you sit still. Don't let shit just go down around you, obviously, but sit still, because we can't control shit. Sit still. Get your shit from the supermarket, come home, get your weed, and sit still. What are you itchy about? At first, listen, I'm not even gonna lie, I was going through it. Like, when I heard curfew and shit, I was going through it. I was like, wow, I can't see my friends. Wow, I can't see my best friends. Wow, I can't. Listen, and then it came to me, dawned to me, if I get sick, I'm bringing that to the house. I'm risking an elderly person. I'm risking people with things in the house. So, fuck. Somebody's coming back here. So instead of freaking out, I just took precaution. I am doing what I have to do to stay healthy and do my best for myself. Not only for myself, but again, it's bigger than us. I just hope that you guys understand that this is not time to panic. Okay? This is time to realize that you were given time. One moment. Give me about 15 seconds. Alrighty. You know, think about it. Why did God choose me to be alive in these times? Oh my God, what the heck? Be blessed. Feel blessed. Feel grateful that you are alive. Okay? Feel blessed that you're healthy, and feel blessed that you can look up the symptoms. Some people aren't even aware that this shit is going down. Like, they're not making it a big deal in other places. So you got to also see that too. Not that, you know, it's not important, but my coworker's family or something like that came down from Turkey. These people should be getting tested. But you know what's wrong with them? They're not aware. You know, they haven't been tuning in. They've been logged out of this whole situation. Is that good? I guess for your anxiety. Is that bad though? Yes, because everyone that is aware of what's going on is freaking out, and these people are just acting nonchalant. People are out in Miami, you know, living their life, spring break. I get it. It caught us in the wrong time, but you have to fucking adjust to your new environment, because things are changing forever. Now, it's easier said than done, because I've been losing it. It's about 5 days in the house after work, and I've been losing it. So today I'm just gonna go and get some studio time, really relax, and then come back before curfew. That's that on that. And I know people are gonna be like, what are you doing in the studio? Do you want me to kill? That's all I gotta say. Do you want me to kill? And not myself. You have to just, let's just be mindful. I'm always doing some wild shit in my car while I'm in here, but you know, let's just be mindful. Know that this is happening. Know that young people are getting it. Know that older folks are getting it. Know that everyone can get it. All right? If that's God's plan, that's God's plan. And it freaking sucks, because we cannot control this shit. We can't. Am I panicking sometimes? Yeah. When I indulge myself in those news, in the news, like, get out the news, you know? Do your best to pay attention less to the news and just you know, go out there when you feel like you need some information, maybe about your job, maybe about the openings, maybe grocery store announcements, shit like that. Also focus on that there is good news as well. I know that not everything is good news, but focus on that there is an existent, you know, there is existent good news happening. There could just be literally deaths going on all over the place and it's not. So be blessed. I pray for the world. You know, I am saddened. I pray for the world, the entire world, because this didn't just, this shit didn't just stay in China, you know? This shit came, triggered the entire world. Our entire life is going to change, you know? And we have to adjust, stay calm for our families, stay aware for our families. I cannot sweat that enough. And I know you've heard this a million times, but just know this is their plan and we have no part of it. We have no say in it, better, because we have all parts, but no say. So whenever you feel too anxious or there's too much overwhelming news around you or everyone and their mom is talking about this, listen to God, listen to Elevation Church. They're on YouTube. Listen to podcasts. They'll bring you up. Listen to gospel that makes you feel good. Listen to the people that are uplifting this. Because if you listen to the people that are panicking at all times, you will be a ball of panic. You'll do your research. You'll get lost in this research hole. And then it's over for your mind, you know? Take care of yourself. I love you. May God bless you. May God bless you at all times. May God bless you and your family. I pray for the world. I pray for you guys. I pray for you. You know, I love you guys so much. I love you. And it's just insane that we are going through this. But just know everyone is going through it. Not one soul. Not one soul is not going through this. Okay? Just know that everyone is suffering. Everyone is scared. But we have to believe. We have to have faith. And if you're the light, if you're the light to these situations and you feel drained as well, you know, make sure that to relax. If you have some at-home work to do that. But remember, you know, this is a break. This is God silencing us, relaxing us with no excuse. Oh, I gotta work. Oh, I got the kids. No. Now, you have some time. You have time. Time and time and prayer. Time and prayer will take us out of this. Okay? I love you guys so much. No fear, just faith, babies. Mwah. Hey, what's up, you guys? What the fuck, right? Oh my God. That's all I gotta say, first of all, about this. Hello. I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing evening whenever you hear this. If you hear me a little out of breath, it is because I am finishing up a workout and I had a thought. You know when you work out, your freaking juices are flowing and shit. So I hope, first and foremost, I hope everyone is doing amazing. I hope that your mind has not been overwhelmed. Although, if you're anything like me, kind of low-key freaking the fuck out, right? Because I think a lot. And it's just been a lot, right? So, I thought about how I needed to speak to you guys in these times and to let you know that, listen, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or nothing, but I'm a lot of people's light, right? I give a lot of people light. And sorry if you hear my little chihuahua going crazy in the back. He's going through some things. I think he's horny. But there's nothing I could do about that shit. It's fucking quarantine, boo-boo. You think that we all got a quarantine, baby girl. Anyway.
get my thoughts back together. So, I'm a lot of people's light, right? And I am so grateful to God that He gave me that, because it's not easy to really embrace people for who they are and still understand that we're just human. Everybody has an issue to them, and people do change, but there's certain issues that kind of, I don't want to say linger, because as we grow, things eventually change, but you know what I'm talking about. That one problem that seems to just linger, and in these times, they're lingering even more. So, me being people's light, I'm a little off right now. You know what I'm saying? My spirit is off. And thank God again for the amazing friends that I have. But since everyone is kind of going through their own thing, and like we're more of like a face-to-face crowd, like we love being around each other. We love just spending time together, and the laughs, like we're always laughing. And I think that's the most cherishing part. That it's crazy that, I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but it's crazy like that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, everything was like super normal. And now it's not. I thought this was going to be my kids' problem, like I told y'all in the podcast. I didn't think I'd see the day. And I know a lot of y'all didn't either. But what we gotta do, and I'm telling you this off the strength of, I'm hanging from a thread, I'm telling you this, these days are gonna be one of the most trying days of our lives, and what gets to me more is like that it's just the beginning, and I am faithful, you know what I mean, I'm hopeful, sorry, but I am also faithful to the discipline that, you know, I've prepared myself for, but there's nothing that could have prepared me for this. I don't know about y'all, and I've watched things about, you know, pandemics and the people that the bunker people that have like bunkers and shit and believe in the in doomsday and shit, right? Those people are prepped right now, and I know lots of folks make fun of them and think that they're crazy and think that it's all conspiracy, but hello world. You gotta notice, it's right in the tippity-tippity-tippity-top-top of our noses. They're there. They're in front of us doing the shit, doing the crime. Listen, I'm not gonna get into my conspiracy shit because I don't want to hear nothing from nobody on here. I love y'all, and we don't need that energy. kidding. I'll definitely do conspiracy podcasts, for sure, off of... I mean, I'm a fan, so let's not get distracted. We have to, right now, I know that a lot of people are a lot of people's light, right? You probably have so many responsibilities to do stuff, get groceries, make sure the kids, some of y'all are probably even taking care of your children right now, teaching them, having to teach them things. But, I mean, it's all how you take it, because, you know, if I had some children right now, I'd be teaching them everything I want them to know about the world and what they don't teach you in school, and obviously keep it at a grounded, graded, where they understand it and not get them crazy, but obviously they're going to find themselves in what you teach them and then twist it into their own thing. But I know it's freaking hard. Imagine having like the three kids. Whew. All right, I'm finally done. Man, you can't let no booty, girls, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your booty sag because you can't go to the gym. Okay? Get yourself a lit ass booty belt. All right. I got a nice one from Mind, Booty, and Soul by Selly. Y'all better go get you one because these are the times that we need them. This thing is crazy right now. And it's like one of those workouts that, like, I mean, it's whatever you choose. That you don't want to stop doing them. And it feels good because it just takes your mind off things, and you just got to do things that keep your mind off of. I'm not saying don't be realistic. I'm just saying don't feed yourself so much of this crap. And I'm not saying that anything else is crap that's going on about any sicknesses. It's very real. I'm just saying, you don't need to know how many deaths were in freaking Alaska. You don't need to know that. Stop embracing that. Stop filling your soul up with that. We already can't talk to each other, you know, in person, so close. We can't hug each other, no handshakes. What the fuck? I love hugs. I can't believe it. I'm a hug person. And, you know, I'm real fragile. Very strong, but fragile. And this has been affecting my soul, my spirit. No hugs, can't see your friends. You can't. And I guess, like, this is just it, you know. This is our history. It has always repeated itself. There was some type of, not enslavement, but it's just because I see deeper into things, and just what I see is, like, I feel like that. And I don't want to talk too much on my podcast and make it hot here, because this is a peaceful place. But like I said, we'll get into conspiracy theories that allegedly happened. Blank, blank. I just need y'all to stay sane for me, because, like, if I see y'all go crazy, and who's going to be there for me if y'all go crazy? Obviously got mommy and people in my family, but they're going crazy too. Listen, I had a cough and a sniff, and I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to be very, very transparent to you. I am currently going through what I'm praying to God is the seasonal flu. And I can't get tested yet for the, to see what's going on for the COVID-19, because I don't have no, thank God, no severe symptoms, like crazy fevers or body aches. I do have, like, a funny headache, but again, I've been stressing this. Work has been I don't even want to get into that. I feel like we're in a movie right now, and well, at the end of the day, I gotta understand that we're not in a movie and this is real life, and you have to understand that too. So if you don't need to get the heck out of the house, don't. All right, I gotta get out of the house because I have to work. Okay, and it's horrible. I feel secluded in my house. I feel secluded, like, and it's not because I feel secluded in my house. I can be in my house wherever I want to be. It's just what you're getting, what you're bringing in, the vibrations and the conversations, and everything is about this. We can't make life about this, even though it's happening. I understand it's happening, and life has to change a lot, probably. But at the end, this is all happening in our time, because obviously this is what we've had to go through. We gotta go through it to better our lives, to enlighten our lives. Whatever this is for, whatever this is happening for, remain to your truth. Don't go crazy. Know that even though it might take a little bit to get through this one, guys, we gotta do it. We gotta do it together, and we gotta do it patiently, and we gotta do it hopeful, knowing that it's our turn to make, oh, remember 2020, the year of 2020, the change of 2020. I know it seems like there's nothing we can do about it, and half true, but we can cooperate with not going crazy on ourselves. We are humanity. Why would we turn our backs on ourselves? And we're not the best because we're not perfect. And some of us, some people aren't shit, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you that we have to unite. You know, I'm not telling you to rebel. I'm not telling you to do crimes. I'm just telling you to be peaceful with each other. If you see someone that looks like they need help, someone that's older, especially if I've heard a lot of cases where, you know, these people are older and they don't want to go in the supermarkets. They don't want to go to certain places. They don't want to go do certain things because they think they're going to get sick. They don't want to get sick. And they're older and they're being mindful about their lives and most likely about you guys because they don't want to keep spreading it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just relax. Let's stay still and not argue with each other, please. It's too much. Stop indulging in this, waking up to the news. You don't have to accept that. Turn the TV off. You don't need to know half of the things that's on there. Okay, keep track about what's going on in your town or what's going on where. Like, relax, okay? Relax. Stop watching the stuff. Just embrace what you can do in the stillness and the present moment. Know that this is your bridge. This is a bridge. You gotta go to the next path through this bridge. You can't skip this bridge. But with that being said, I'm gonna let you guys go. Definitely have to go shower up and feel good and continue on doing things that make me feel good. I'm learning Chinese. Someone come learn Chinese with me in quarantine. Kidding, I'm still kind of sick. Pray for me. You know, I'm gonna do my best. We should all do our best. If you feel any kind of like something not like too crazy, get tested and just make sure. Even if it's not, just make sure. And again, God bless you guys. Please take care of each other, take care of your families. We all deserve to have a full present life. Don't think about the future because that's what's giving your headache and that's what's giving me my motherfucking headache. And you know what else is giving me the motherfucking headache? Those dogs you heard in the background this whole motherfucking time. I love you guys so much. Please keep me sane. Send me nice messages. Send me virtual hugs. Please just keep me lifted. Thank you so much. Thank you to my friends and my family. Thank you to all of you guys. You guys always do your best for me, and that's why I continue on. And I'll talk to y'all. Take care of yourselves. Wash your hands. Don't be nasty. And stay in your house. Bye.